Stories of forbidden love, where unlikely heroes are rewarded and love eventually conquers all, live down through the ages for a reason. Quasimodo, the deformed Notre Dame bell ringer who lives in the cathedral's bell tower, is a stand-in for everyone who has ever felt marginalized and misunderstood. The story of his doomed love for the fair Esmeralda has all the outlandish situations and extravagant emotions that a good theatrical musical needs. And the show is coming to the Maui Academy of Performing Arts under David Johnston's direction. He's on the line with us now. Hi, David. Thanks for talking with us.
Hi, Chris. It's great to be with you.
I should say the show is already underway, right? How's it going?
It is underway. We're at the halfway point, actually, and it's going just super. We're really excited about it, and it's an epic production, and the response from the audience has been terrific. So
it would have to be an epic production given the story, wouldn't it?
It does indeed.
How do you manage to recreate, for instance, the cathedral on a stage set?
Well, that's a very interesting question. We struggled with that when we got together, the artistic team, back in May, and we're looking at how do we create this magnificent cathedral. And one of the things that kept coming up over and over in the conversations and from looking at the script was the mention of the height of the rooms that the characters were in and how they're looking out over Paris.
Yeah, yeah.
And so it became, you know, an essential component that we somehow reflect that in the visuals on stage. So where we landed was using scaffolding and a concept of how these grand cathedrals and buildings, this magnificent architecture, is always under construction. Mm-hmm. So we took that idea and used the scaffolding as the basis to create, you know, three stories on the stage. And the concept is that the building is under construction and these scaffoldings are just part of the daily life of the people who are involved in the cathedral.
It makes a lot of sense, and it's also it's essential to the story because the story has... It's very important which level, and I mean, people are on. There are people on the ground. There's Quasimodo way up high in the bell tower. But the whole idea of elevation and what elevation characters are at is really part of the whole story itself, isn't it?
It is indeed, yes. And there's that sense we've been able to create with, you know, just that separation. And I think this is what you're referring to a little bit, is that separation of Quasimodo's isolation up in the bell tower,
right,
and his alienation from the rest of the community and his separateness,
yeah,
his otherness. Yeah.
You have to create some sort of illusion, at least, of physical separateness, don't you?
We do, yes. And everything's on, you know, excuse me, the entire set, basically, because of the way the scaffolding is constructed, are on wheels. So these scenes just flow quickly from one scene to another, almost sometimes with you know, two measures of music to get from inside the cathedral to the Court of Miracles outside the cathedral. So it was, how do we facilitate that happening? And by putting everything on wheels, we're able to move the action very quickly and very smoothly between the scenes with, you know, not a lot of, no blackouts where we change massive sets.
This is a story whose protagonist, Quasimodo, is you know, not your standard matinee idol. What is it that draws us to him?
Well, I think part of the fascination of this entire story, which really reflects on the condition and the place we are in our society right now, mm-hmm, is that sense of otherness, you
yeah
know, and that separation that we have, that people who are different from us are a threat to us, or they're scary to us, or we are better than them, so we put them down, mm-hmm, in order to raise ourselves up. So I think it's touching on all of those issues. I think it's an incredible metaphor, but that's part of the reason the story's lasted so long, is that the deformity of Quasimodo is just a reflection of our own fears and a manifestation of our of our own fears and feelings, that when we see people, we encounter people who are different from us, we have a reaction to that.
Well, if you, you know, if you get too concerned about otherness and you start marginalizing everyone who is other than yourself, you might find out that you yourself are on the margins, right?
That is exactly true. And we had great conversations in rehearsals about that very thing. When was the last time you were the Quasimodo, when you were on the outside, when you were the other who was being mocked or isolated or shunned?
Mm-hmm. Surprising how many people can think of something in their own experience that makes them feel that way, isn't it?
It is. I think we all have them, don't we? I know.
Everybody I know.
Back in my life, I can identify them.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Is that, you know, on first blush, this is a pretty outlandish story of a place and time far away. It's not the sort of thing that is particularly familiar to our everyday experience. But that whole thing of the person on the margins, is that what has given this story life down through the generations?
I think it has. It's so integrated into the entire story. And to me, it's all that issue is so entwined in the love issues, you know, in the story. So I think that's what's carried us through. It's really, really fascinating. When we started working on this, it was, you know, because a big chunk of the story is about the gypsies coming to Paris, mm-hmm. and Frollo, who is the caretaker of Quasimodo, is high in the church hierarchy, and he wants to rid Paris of all of these undesirables, these gypsies. And so the parallels right now between what's going on in our world are pretty striking.
That they do seem to be, David. Thanks very much for talking with us.
Hey, my pleasure.
David Johnson is the director of the Maui Academy of Performing Arts production of The Hunchback of Notre Dame, which runs for one more weekend at the Castle Theater in Kahului. You can get details on our Hawaii Conversation Facebook page.